Good evening, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. Broadcasting live on StanLakeBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link as well with our web stream and on 92.5 WBGV. So we welcome you here for high school girls basketball action in district play, the district semifinals, Division 3, District 95 district semifinals at Vassar High School. Big shout out first to Will Germain, the athletic director, for setting us up here. Today, we're going to be here for a doubleheader of basketball games, the high school girls basketball playoffs. Second round of the districts, a lot of games on tap for today. Elsewhere, across the Thumb area, and we're here at Vassar High School for the Sandusky Wolves in game one, as they will face off against the Reese Rockets. Second game of the evening will feature the Brown City Green Devil girls basketball team up against the Carroll Tigers. They'll follow after our first game here with the Sandusky Wolves against the Carroll Tigers here on WBGV 92.5 FM as we get ready here for a pregame show. We'll be back and talk about these two teams, what they've done throughout the season, in the regular season, and, of course, in the first round games that Reese won over Vassar in the first round game here at Vassar High School on Monday. On this Wednesday, hump day, March 6, 2024, March Magic is underway. For our Stanlake Broadcasting coverage area teams, we'll talk about the list of games and teams who are still in the hunt through the playoffs, especially in the districts. Boys basketball resumed tomorrow in the regional championship games on Thursday as well. We'll be back here also on Friday. Be back here for Friday's district championship game at this District 95 district in Division 3 play for high school girls basketball. Sandusky Wolves up against the Reese Rockets for game one. We'll talk about those two teams when we come back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's high school girls basketball with the MHSA. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 and streaming online at StanLakeBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. Our game one here to talk about these two teams, Sandusky Wolves up against the Reese Rockets in the second round district semifinals, District 95, Division 3. Sandusky defeated Reese in their meeting way back in December 7th with the Wolves taking down the Rockets 50-21. In his ninth season, Josh Bacall, who I used to cover when he was playing for the boys, Reese Rocket team, went on to college as well and has had some pretty good success here with the Reese Rockets. He is in his ninth year as the head coach. He's got some pretty good assistants. You might remember this name from the Ubley days. Joe Leiprant is here. Has a daughter on the team, Destiny Leiprant, along with some Jeff Young, Sarah Messing, and Lisa Rosenbaum helping out on the assistant coaches. For the Sandusky Wolves, Al DeMont, longtime coach, over 830-plus wins as well. I might be wrong on that, but I'll have to double-check with Mike Gallagher of the San Lake County News. For the Sandusky Wolves, assistant coaches Ray Lee, Brandon Gibord, Keegan Lasecki, and Allie Hooper helping out with the Sandusky Wolves team. So back 50-21 was the victory for December 7th. That was way back then for Sandusky. Obviously, you hope that Reese would improve from that point. And looking at what they've done throughout the season overall record, Sandusky Wolves are the Greater Thumb East League champions this year. And they'll hope to add some more hardware. They had a lot of great players last year that graduated this past year as well. Great team that went to the quarterfinals, fell in the quarterfinals. We were at that game last year. Seems like eons ago. But Sandusky finishing 11-1 in league play, 21-1 overall. One league loss to Harbor Beach back on January 2nd. They met him the second time and avenged that loss 36-23. Just one league loss, and they ran through some competition as well. They've had a lot of cross-conference games. They defeated the Bad Axe Hatchets, who are the Greater Thumb West League champions. Congrats to them, their first league title. That was way back in the first game, 32-18. The second game of the season was against this Reese Rockets team, who they're meeting here in the district semifinal. Follow that up with another Greater Thumb West Conference cross-conference game with a win over Vassar, 60-21. And then Unionville, Seaboyne, 52-32. That was four straight Greater Thumb West teams that Sandusky had faced. Then took on an NCTL size school in the holiday tournament, 48-34 with a win over Deckerville. Then that league loss to open up 2024 with a loss, 30-26. In league play, that was their first league game. But then after that league game, they won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight league games over over Ubley, 31-24. Marlette, 39-36. Marlette was ahead in that game. Sandusky came back late in the fourth quarter to take that one in the second half. Win over KPEC on January 15th, 39-12. The win over Brown City, who was in the other semifinal game against the Carroll Tigers. We'll talk about that in our second game, 34-25. Big win over Memphis, 44-18 for Sandusky Wolves. And the earlier season loss they were able to avenge against Harbor Beach for Sandusky Wolves on their home court, 36-23. Took on Peck, 50-26 with a win there at the end of January. To start off February, a win over Ubley league game, 33-16. A win over KPEC, 52-16. Had handled Marlette the second meeting, 31-16 with a win there. Had trouble against this Brown City team. That Brown City team's a scary team here, as well as the Carroll Tigers in this district playoffs. The win over Brown City, however, for Sandusky was 32-26, so a six-point win there. And then on the road at Memphis on February 15th, 30-16, took on Mount Clemens, 47-28. Went back to the Greater Thumb West cross-conference games over Lakers, 33-20. Big win over Cass City last week in the regular season, 39-14. And they already met up against Carroll, had some trouble, but got the win as they pulled away, 46-32 over the Carroll Tigers for the Sandusky Wolves. They could meet up with Brown City. They could meet up against Carroll if they can get through this, what I would say, a hungry Reese Rocket team. That's a young team for this Reese Rockets team. They are only three seniors on this team. Number three, Gwen Jwork. Also senior Kendra Ratajak, a senior here. And we have another senior who is not starting, Mallory Stack, but could be coming in to get some minutes. They have juniors, sophomores, and a freshman on this team who will probably be coming in quick. Your sixth player, likely to be number 33, Nadia Valle. There we go. And Destiny Lightprant, number 42, a big here, a freshman. She's got the height for it as well. That's what the Sandusky Wolves are all about. We'll come back and talk about what the Reese Rockets has done. We'll recap what we did back in December. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGB. Our pregame show here. The Sandusky Wolves will be taking on the Reese Rockets coming up here in the district semifinals, Division 3, District 95. We'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The pregame show continues in game one of our district semifinal, District 95, Division 3. Sandusky Wolves up against the Reese Rockets. Taking a look at what the Reese Rockets have done throughout the season themselves. The record overall, not so great, but they continue to play hard. We'll give them that, that's for sure. 4-8 in league play, 7-16 overall. Taking a look at their season as well. They started off the season against a tough three straight losses to Harbor Beach, Sandusky, and Saginaw Swan Valley, where they hung in there, but lost by 3, 36-39. Their meeting against Harbor Beach, some common opponents with Sandusky, a 27-47 loss, a 20-point loss there. Were able to get their first win in the fourth game against Vassar, 39-29. They also defeated Vassar again in the regular season, 48-21, and they swept them with a three-game sweep in the playoff in the first round game for Reese Rockets over Vassar, 32-20 on Monday night here in the first round of the districts. After that, they had two more losses. The Saginaw Valley Lutheran, 37-42. They hung in there in overtime loss where they gave Carroll Tigers a tough game. But Carroll came away with a win, 40-42 in overtime. Bounced back with a big win over Lakers on the open up the new year, 2024, on January 4th, 33-29. And then Reese suffered some losses here. They've suffered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight losses to Bad Axe, 23-42, to Nouvelle of Saginaw. And Carroll avenging the earlier, the 26-29 loss to Carroll. It's a closer one. Losing to Cass City in January as well for Reese, 25-53. Loss to Unionville Sebring, 23-31. And the eventual Greater Thumb West League champions, Bad Axe, 33-36. They hung on with there. And that was a win that Bad Axe really needed to stay in the hunt for that Greater Thumb West League title. They did defeat Vassar near the end of January. Ended the January with a loss to Lakers, so they split on that one, 25-37. Took on some competition against Saginaw Arthur Hill, 21-52. Close loss to Cass City on February 13th, 31-38. Got the win over USA for the Reese Rockets, 40-33. A loss to Saginaw MLS, 28-44. And then two straight wins over Carlton, 35-25. And a win over Abilene, 33-27. They ended the season, in the regular season, with a loss to Lakeville, 27-45. And then, first round game on Monday night here, they survive. And they're in the district semifinals against the Sandusky Wolves, a very tough team. We know that. We'll see what the defensive plan will come up with their assistant coaches and head coach Josh Paquel for the Reese Rockets. That was a 32-20 win for the Reese Rockets. When we come back, we'll talk about what these two teams did earlier in the regular season as well in their first meeting back in December. It is the pregame show here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back. We try to catch that national anthem. Usually right on time with the commercial breaks. They didn't catch it that time. The first meeting between these two teams, as they announce the starting lineups here, we'll talk about the first meeting between these two teams. It was a 50-21 win for the Sandusky Wolves over the Reese Rockets back in December. Sandusky Wolves leading the way was Caroline Renke with 10 points and 5 assists. 4 rebounds, 4 steals for Helena Long, along with 10 points. Chris Keyboard had 8 points, 4 rebounds. Adelie Kaufman, 7 points. Maggie Kineff and Emma Miner to 4 points each. Izzy Schuert had 3 points. Danielle Watts and Angelina 2 points each. Ruby Trakowski had 2 rebounds. Rylan Anton with 1 assist also for the Sandusky Wolves. A look at what the Reese Rockets also did if we have time here. Continue to be starting lineups.
And for Sandusky, number 30, Grace Gibor.
Scoring wise for the Reese Rockets in this last meeting, it was number 3. Gwen Jork had 11 points. The leading scorer, second leading scorer, was number 11 for Reese. Jaden Van Acten had 4 points in that. Those are your leading scores, basically, for the Reese Rockets in the first meeting against the Sandusky Wolves. So we get ready here for tip-off. First game, game one here. We'll have the second game after our post-game reports and conclusion of this one. Thank everybody for joining us here on this early evening. Right on time here. Shout out to Will Germain for having us seated up here in the bleachers, which got new ones installed back in 2018. He says there's 300 less seats, but they have aisles up here that you can almost bring your own lawn chairs if you wanted to. So that's a thought maybe next time when we come back here. Great. Starters for the Reese Rockets, number 2, Delaney Pox. Number 3, Gwen Jork. 11, Jaden Van Acten. Number 12, Kendra Ratajak. Number 24, Brooklyn Spencer is your starters for the Reese Rockets. For the Sandusky Wolves, number 1, Maggie Kineff, number 12, Helena Long, number 23, Caroline Renke, number 30, Grace Keyboard, and number 34, Adeline Kaufman. As we start off things with jump ball won by the Sandusky Wolves. That was Caroline Renke with a dribble bounce pass into the middle of the paint, taken away by the Reese Rockets, trying to get a fast break, but Sandusky Wolves able to steal it back. Maggie Kineff with the dribble, hands it off to Renke, number 23 for the Sandusky Wolves. Great ski board from the left corner. Slides it over to Adderley Kaufman and back over up top. Back to Keyboard. A shot for two off the line from the left wing by number one, Maggie Kynick, no good. Good box out by the Reese Rockets, number 12. Kendra Batajak, still no score as we start things off here. 0-0. 7:20 to go here in the first quarter of this district semifinal on this Wednesday, March 6, 2024 at Vassar High School. Reese Rockets kind of holding the ball and just kind of letting time clip tick away. Sandusky will come up now and challenge. Number two. That was Delaney Potts with a dribble. Back over to number 11, Jaden Van Otten. And over and back. The pass went too far back to the left corner along the timeline to number 24, Brooklyn Spencer. And it'll be a turnover. So that ball across the timeline. Inbounds pass for Sandusky. Great ski board inbounds to Renke. Try to get it into Adderley Kaufman into the middle of the paint. She gets ahead of number three, Gwen Zwork, and Zwork will commit the foul. And that's her first foul. And the team's first foul as well. Inbounds pass again along the baseline. Great ski board from the left corner into the middle of the paint. Throws it high against the glass. Does not go in. High against the glass. And rebound picked up by number three, Gwen Zwork, and gets it over to number 11, Jaden Van Acten for the Reese Rockets. Still no score. 0-0 here in the first quarter. Number two with the dribble now. Delaney Potts down to the left elbow. Will pull back up top. Goes to the point, being challenged by number 23 on defense. That's Caroline Renke. And pass over the right corner attempted, and steal it away was Grace Gieboard. Over to Kynef, and a textbook play, pass to number 34. The first point scored, Caroline Renke for two. It is 2-0, Sandusky with the lead at the six-minute mark. Reese Rockets back across the timeline, number 11 with the dribble. Jaden Van Acten over to the right wing, number two, Delaney Potts. To the right corner, number 12, Kendra Ratajak, and back over to Van Acten. Into 24, Spencer to the left corner to Zwork. Zwork over to number 12, Ratajak, and over to Van Acten to the right corner now to Delaney Potts. Spencer with it, dribbles around from the right wing to the top of the point around the perimeter. Into upper number three, Gwen Zwork to Van Acten. Back to Zwork. At the right wing to the high post, trying to get into the paint. Handled the dribble. Defense of Maggie Kynef for the Sandusky Wolves. And Adelie Kaufman will have it. Over to the right corner. Posting up. Up for two. And Grace Keyboard will knock it in. Her first point of the game. It is 4-0. Sandusky Wolves with the lead with 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. Over to the right wing. Reese Rockets trying to get a bucket here. Trying to be careful of the ball also as Sandusky had a couple steals there that led to points. Number three, Gwen Zwork over to now to the top of the point, Ratajak, and to Van Acten at the right wing. Keyboard on defense on her. Pass over to Spencer and back to Ratajak. Hands it off to Brooklyn Spencer, number 24 for Reese Rockets. Goes at a high post into the paint. Will try to lay it up. Ball is deflected by Caroline Renke. And we'll have our sixth player of the game come in. That's
second into the Rockets, number 33,
Nadia Valle. Coming in for the Reese Rockets. In for number three, Gwen Zwork. Full court pressure defense by the Reese Rockets on the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team. Caroline Renke crosses the timeline and goes to the points. Moving her way to the right side on the floor there. Move him right to left in your radio dial. Grace Skiboard back over down the right lane for two. An assist to Maggie Kynef. Three different players have scored, and it's 6-0. Sandusky with the lead. 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. To the left corner. To Ratajak over to the right side. Van Acten. Bounce pass to the right block. And she'll have to pounce it out. Well defended. And over to the right low block was number two, Delaney Potts, trying to get a pass, but stolen away by the Sandusky Wolves, actually. And Sandusky will have it. Maggie Kineff on her side of the floor was going to Grace Keyboard. Couldn't handle it, but she was able to push it away over to Kineff. Almost deflected and taken away by Potts, but Adelaide Coffin recovers and hands it off to Grace Keyboard to the left lane for two. She's got 4 points in the game now. 8-0, Grace Keyboard making that after the assist from Kaufman. With 3:05 to go, it's 8-0. Sandusky Wolves with the lead against the Reese Rockets. Valle with a pass over up top to Ratajak. Now over to number 11, Van Acten. To Valle, Nadia, to the left low block. Posting up for two, can't drop it. Was number 11, Jaden Van Acten, had a good look at it. Last touch, though, by the Reese Rockets. Or actually, Sandusky Wolves. It'll be Reese Rockets ball from the right side of the glass from the baseline to throw it in. 2:43 to go. It's 8-0. Sandusky Wolves with the lead. An inbounds pass. Almost had it in. Misses the shots. Last touch by Sandusky. Good attempt there by Brooklyn Spencer in the inbounds pass. Still would be Reese Rocket ball for the girls. 2:40 to go. 8-0. Sandusky leading Reese. Inbounds pass. Gets it into the left corner to Ratajak. Back over to Van Acten at the point. 2:35 to go, 8-0. Sandusky Wolves leads over to number two, Delaney Potts. She'll pass over to Spencer, but taken away by Caroline Ranke. Two on two, and she'll pull up. Ranke trapped between two defenders, and she'll find Maggie Kineff at the right wing. She'll go to the point. Pass over to Grace Keyboard at the left wing, three-point range. Nadia Valle on defense on her. Now the pass over to Renke. To the point, she'll go down to the left elbow and pull back up. Helena Lal moving into the paint, looking for a shot, but Maggie Kineff will go for three from the right wing, and Renke will move in from the top of the point to the left side of the glass to get the rebound. Pass out to Helena Long from the right corner. And for the keyboard around the perimeter and reset. She'll go to the right side, attacking the right side of the glass, up for layup for two, and she gets called for the charging foul as Reese Rockets are planted. So it'll be a foul on Grace Keyboard. Her first foul. Each team has one foul right now with 1:42 to go. Reese Rockets will have the ball. It's 8-0. Coming out is number 24, Brooklyn Spencer. And number three comes back in, Gwen Zwork. Zwork up top to number 12, Kendra Ratajak, to Van Acten, then Valle, and over to the left side to number 12, Ratajak. Nadia Valle now pass over to the right corner to number 11, Van Acten. Pass over to the left side to Ratajak at the left wing, three-point range. Bounce pass to Delaney Potts. Back over to Van Acten at the right wing. Coming down to about a minute left here in the first quarter, 8-0. Sandusky Wolves with the lead. Pass up top to Nadia Valle. To Zork. Zork, pass over now, goes into the high post. Ball is stolen away by number one, Maggie Kineff, for the layup for two, and the steal, good. 10-0. Sandusky with the lead after that steal. But 43 seconds ago, Maggie Kineff now has 4 points on the game. It's 10-0, Sandusky with the lead. Down to about 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Ball's knocked loose. Nadia Valle has it. Knocked loose again, but picked up and saved by the Reese Rockets after Sandusky tried to get in there with a steal. Down to 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Pass over to Delaney Potts at the left wing, three-point range. Over up top to Van Acten. Van Acten to the point. Back over to Potts. Down to 5 seconds now. Left in the first quarter for three. Number 12 hits the rim. No good. And that's where we'll end the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, it's 10-0. Sandusky with the lead. 10-0 against the Reese Rockets. We'll be right back here on 92.5 WBGV. As we open up the second quarter, 10-0, Sandusky with the lead. Reese Rockets will open up possession. Sandusky commits a foul pretty quick there. Maggie Kineff picking up her first foul of the game. 10-0 here in the second quarter. Sandusky Wolves with the lead. Gwen Zork trying to get it into number 42. Destiny Lightprint now in the game. She's the tallest player on this court, I believe. Grace Gueboard for three after the rebound and knocks it in for three after Sandusky got the rebound after the missed shot by Reese Rockets. Grace Gueboard for her first three of the game and extends the lead here in the second quarter. First point scored. It's 13-0. Sandusky Wolves with the lead in the second quarter. Reese Rockets with possession, still going from left to right on your radio dial or webcast stream is how we're monitoring the game right now. You'll get a little bit of a delay. Trying to post up, falling on her back of her legs there. Gets caught for the travel after good defense by two Sandusky Wolves. It was number 11, Jaden Van Ochten. She went to the right elbow, did a spin move, and tried to go between two defenders, but was trapped. Sandusky was already planted, and Van Ochten fell back and kind of pushed her feet and kind of slid, so that is counts as a travel. Grace Gueboard, a long pass from Caroline Renke to Gueboard to Long, number 12 for three in the right corner, no good. Rebound pulled down by Renke, diving in from the top of the point, and pitching it in to Renke to the left, low block into the middle of the paint with a one hook shot, and she got the assist from Maggie Kineff, and Renke gets her fourth point of the game to make it 15-0. 6:25 to go and counting. Reese Rockets going for a shot. Gwen Zork at the top of the point and raising her arms as she was trying to go for maybe a three. That's the second foul for number one, Maggie Kineff. Team second foul in the second quarter, 6:17 mark. First free throw attempt taken here for the Reese Rockets. That went up and good. First free throw is a good by Gwen Zork, and she gets the first points also for Reese at the 6:17 mark. Second free throw attempt up and no good. Rebound picked up by the Sandusky Wolves. Whistle was called to be a foul committed by the Reese Rockets on the Sandusky Wolves side of the floor. 6:10 to go, 15-1. Second foul here for number 12.
Checking in for the Rockets, number 32, Mallard.
Number 12, Kendra Bartajak. Inbounds pass for Caroline Renke over to Helena Long, left corner. Number 11 is in the game now for the Sandusky Wolves. That'll be Emma Minard. And with a dribble, Caroline Renke over to the left corner to Helena Long and back over to Emma Minard at the left wing. Back up top to Renke. 3-2 zone defense applied by the Reese Rockets. With three on top, two on the lows. Back to Minard. Long to Minard. Cross-court pass for Helena Long for long shot for two. Left corner, no good. Rebound pulled down by Renke. I mean, she's going from the top of the point into the paint to grab those rebounds. Every time someone takes a shot, she goes right in. Gueboard in to Adelie Coffin. Back to Grace Gueboard. Nice play, but it does not roll in. And a rebound picked up by number 11, Jaden Van Ochten. Fast break play here. Zork up for two, but blocked by Helena Long. And rejected at the left low block. And picked up for Sandusky Wolves with a block steal. 5:10 to go here. 15-1. Sandusky Wolves left corner to Grace Gueboard. Over to the left side to Emma Minard. Up top to Renke. To Minard again. And back over to Minard, left corner for three. Grace Gueboard and in and out. But put back good by Caroline Renke. And she has 6 points in the game. That makes it 17-1. Sandusky Wolves with the lead. 4:48 to go and counting in the second quarter. With a dribble, number 11. Jaden Van Ochten to the left wing. Pick set there by Bartajak. Ball will go over to Brooklyn Spencer from Van Ochten. In into the paint, but mishandles off her foot. Saves it from going out of bounds by the Reese Rockets. Falling on her legs is Kendra Bartajak, and will have a jump ball in favor for Sandusky Wolves. As she fell to the floor, didn't move. Sandusky comes down. We have some substitutions here. Number 10 for the Reese Rockets coming in. That's Emma Fisher. We also have number two coming back in, Delaney Potts, along with Fisher. Number 10, posting up, left low block. No. Over to Helena Long, but put back by Grace Gibord, knocks it in. And she'll get it in. After number 22 comes into the game for Sandusky Wolves, to help out Lily Betts. And Gibord gets 2 points for the Sandusky Wolves. That's 19-1. Reese Rock is trying to take a shot there, and it's number 2, Delaney Potch, and she will be fouled by Sandusky with 3:46 to go. Delaney Potts will go up to the free throw line. It's 19-1. First free throw up, and it's no good. Number 42, Destiny Leiprank comes in. Number 32 in the game as well, Mallory Stack. Second free throw attempt up, no good. And it'll be rebound, Sandusky Wolves. 19-1 they lead. It's 3:40 to go. Caroline Renke swings over to Minard. Back to Renke at the top of the point. To the left corner, to Grace Gibord. And into the paint down the left lane. The number 22 throws up the shot anyways. Tries to take a shot. Lily Betts be a jump ball in favor of the Reese Rockets as they battle for the rebound.
Taking back in for Rockets, number 33, Nadia Valle.
Nadia Valle coming in. Leiprant on the floor as well. Delaney Potts and number 11, Jaden Van Nocten, and number 24, Brooklyn Spencer on the floor for Reese Rockets. Down the right lane, up for two, underhand layup, no good. Rebound picked up by Lily Betts. Passes over to Renke with 3:10 to go here in the second quarter, 19-1. Sandusky Wolves with a lead. Grace Gibord all by herself. She'll do a head fake and move in to the short left corner and passes it off to Minard. She'll take the shot for two, long shot, and sinks it in from the left wing. Grace Gibord, 21-1. Sandusky with a lead, 2:51 to go here in the second quarter, first half. Van Octen moves in, pass over to Delaney Potts, left wing. She'll slide her way over to the right elbow and passes it off to number 24, Brooklyn Spencer. Goes to the high post herself and pulls back up to the top of the point and to the right side. Pick set there by Valle. The pass goes over to number 11, Van Octen, to the left wing. She'll go to the high post, right lane, up for a layup for two, and knocks it in. Finally, points from the floor. Jaden Van Octen to make it 21-3, 2:15 and counting. Sandusky Wolves with possession. Gibord, three straight passes, and Gibord from the left wing and the number 22 for two. And as Lily Betts gets her first points in the game, and it's 23-20, Sandusky Wolves with the lead, under two to go, and counting here in the first half, second quarter. Lays it up for two, down the left side, no good, but putback attempt by Leiprand after the miss by Jaden Van Octen. And box out by the Sandusky Wolves as that will go out of bounds. From the baseline, far side to throw it in, but Sandusky will bring in another player, number 32. Mallory Stack, or that would be number 32, Ruby Trepkowski, coming into the game, and he gets some minutes here early. Trepkowski in, pass over to Renke. Full court pressure applied by the Reese Rockets with 1:40 to go here in the first half. Trepkowski gets it over to Grace Gibord, and back to Trepkowski. And to Renke to the top of the point and back to Trepkowski again. Trying to pull step is Lily Betts. Leiprant almost had the steal. She'll go for a shot. Lily Betts throws up for a putback attempt. Ball's knocked out of bounds by the Reese Rockets. And it'll be still Sandusky Wolves ball underneath their own basket, left side of the floor. On the baseline, inbounds pass by Renke attempted and in to Gibord. Gibord right away, a long shot for two. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Valle. Fast break all by herself for a layup for two. Can she get it in? And she does. Van Octen. 4 points in the game now to make it 23-5. Sandusky Wolves with a lead with 1:10 to go here in the first half. Pass over to Trepkowski to Renke. Sandusky with under a minute to go here in the second quarter. They lead 23-5 in the first half. Getting a play set up. Renke wants everybody to reset and pull up. Number 10 in the game as well for Sandusky Wolves. That's Angelina Franzo as well.
Get a steal, Rocket.
Taking some time off the clock. Pass over to Trepkowski to Gibord. Back to Krakowski at the left corner to Gibord again. Rinke wants him to move around the perimeter. Keep it going. Down to 30 seconds. Gibord with the dribble. She's double-teamed and gets it over to the Lily Betts. Down to 24 seconds. Down to left lane for two. No good. Leiprandt gets a rebound, but Lily Betts hustling and steals it right back for Sandusky. Over to Gibord. Gibord in the middle of the paint for two. Does not roll in. Put back attempt by Lily Betts for the second, third chance points, and she has four, and that's 25-5. We have 8 seconds to go, 4 seconds. Down to 3 seconds, up for a layup for two. Last second shot, good by Jaden Van Ochten. Does not give up on the game, and it's 25-7 at the buzzer and at the half. Sandusky at the buzzer. Jaden Van Ochten makes the last second shot with a layup on the right side of the glass. It is 25-7. Sandusky Wolves with a lead against the Reese Rockets here at the end of the half. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our halftime report, also our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports will be coming your way. We'll be right back. At the half here at Vassar High School, the district semifinal, Division III, District 95 semifinal. Sandusky Wolves leading the Reese Rocket girls basketball team 25-7 at the half. Time now for our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports. I'll be right back with your halftime stats. Welcome back here at the halves. Getting ready here for the third quarter. Sandusky Wolves with a lead against the Sandusky. Sandusky Wolves leading the Reese Rockets 25-7 as we start off the second half here in the third quarter. 25-7 to start things off. Leading scores here in just a moment. We will have Jaden Van Ochten with 6 points, 1 point. That was a free throw made by Gwen Zork. Your leading scorers for the Reese Rockets. Sandusky starting out with possession here. Moving from left to right on your radio dial. Streaming live at sandlakebroadcasting.com as well. Brown City Carroll Tigers, our second game of the evening here in the district semifinals at Vassar High School, District 95, Division 3. Caroline Rinke still with the dribble. Over to Maggie Conniff, left side. Over to Helena Long to the left corner. For Sandusky. We'll get to Sandusky's stats here in just a moment as we keep an eye on this game right now. Over the great skateboard to the right corner. Bounce pass up top to Maggie Kineff. And a long shot for three from the right corner. Missed by great skateboard and picked up by number 32, Mallory Stack for the rebound. Van Ochten with the dribble. Back with it. Now over to Delaney Potts with the dribble. Long shot for three attempted by number 24, Brooklyn Spencer. Rebound, Sandusky Wolves. Leading scorers for the Sandusky Wolves. Posting up for two to try to add to her stats here. Was Grace Keyboard misses that one, but rebound picked up by Helena Long to the left corner. 4 points apiece for Lily Betts and Caroline Rinke in the game so far for Sandusky. 11 points for Grace Gibord in the first half alone. 4 points also for Maggie Kineff. We just talked about her. And taken away by the Reese Rockets to lay it up for two. She'll hold up and she'll knock it in. A little bit of a starter step underneath, but she'll get away with 25-9. That's Delaney Potts with the steal and gets it for two. Her first points of the game. Sandusky with the dribble and back up. 2 points also for Adley Kaufman early in the first quarter for the Sandusky Wolves, your leading scorers here. To the right corner, driving to the right, low block up for two. Her shot is deflected and blocked by Reese Rockets, and picking it up is Delaney Potts. As we come down with the dribble. Delaney Potts up top to Jaden Van Ochten at the point, close to the timeline. And she'll move over to the right side, up top to Delaney Potts for three. Hits it back at the rim, no good. Pulled down in the middle of the paint. We'll have a jump ball. Helena Long and a handle on it in favor for the Reese Rockets. 5:11 to go here in the third. Coming out is Mallory Stack. In is Nadia Valle. And inbounds pass right down the right lane for two to the right low block. Number 12 knocks it in. Kendra Ratajak gets her first points of the game for two. Full court pressure applied by Reese, but that escapes for Helena Londo. Open look for two from the short right corner, no good. And rebound picked up by number 12, Kendra Ratajak, and gets it over to Van Ochten. A sophomore, by the way, Ratajak, a senior, on the floor. Back up top to Nadia Valle, a junior, to Ratajak, the senior. Back over to Van Ochten. Valle and over to number two, Delaney Potts, left wing. She'll drive to the basket, and a foul committed by Grace Keyboard stepping in front. She'll get called for the whistle, her second foul of the game. 25-11 is the score. And it'll be Reese Rocketbots for three. And Van Ochten knocks one in for three. Leading scorer right now with 9 points. 25-14. A 3-point shot at the 4:13 mark. Stolen away almost by Reese Rockets, but picked up by Maggie Kineff. And over to Caroline Renke to the left side. Into the left corner to Helena Long. Bounce pass to the right. Low block. Drives a shot for two. In draws the foul. Adley Coffin with the bounce pass from the left elbow to the right low block to Grace Keyboard. She knocks it in for two and draws the foul. Foul number 24. Brooklyn Spencer. And the free throw is good. That's the first free throw, I do believe, taken by the teams. It's 27-14 and now 28-14. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. To the left side, Spencer over to Delaney Potts to the left wing. Up top, not expecting it, and she saves it. It's Ratajak over to Van Ochten and back to Valle, and pass over to Spencer. Driving down the right lane was Ratajak looking for it. Valle takes a shot for two, almost rolls in from the free throw line, taking an open look. Rebound picked up by Caroline Renke for the Sandusky Wolves. They lead 28-14 in the third quarter. Over to the left elbow, takes a shot attempt, and she'll draw the foul. She'll go to the free throw line, number 34, Adelie Kaufman. That'll be the foul. Hoffman up for a free throw attempt, no good.
Checking into the Rockets, number 42, Destiny Lifrant, and number three.
And she'll go for a second free throw attempt after missing the first one. Coming out is Ratajak and also Spencer. Coming in is Lifrant for the Reese Rockets. Second free throw attempt up and good. Make it 29-14. Adelie Kaufman makes her second free throw attempt. Reese Rockets with a dribble coming down. Gwen Zrourke in the game as well. Van Ochten driving, but she loses the ball, but Valle will pick it up and save it. Nadia over to Zrourke at the top of the point. She'll move her way to the right wing and back to the high post. Pitching it in the Lieprint to post up right low block. Can't get the shot there. Lieprint, the freshman, on the right side of the glass. Had a good open look. Grace Keyboard with the rebound and hands it off to Maggie Kineff, and back to Keyboard, and Kineff for three, right wing, and hits the back of the rim, no good. Loose ball picked up by Sandusky. Renke up for two. Caroline Renke with the putback after being pitched in from Helena Long, and make it 31-14. She draws a foul. They'll go for a three-point play. She's got 8 points in the game so far. Number 42, Lieprint, getting her foul. Coming out and get a breather, Nadia Valle, and also number two, Delaney Potts, for the three-point play attempt here for Caroline Renke. That one no good. Rebound picked up by Sandusky Wolves. Adelie Kaufman to keep the ball offensively. To the right corner, Helena Long, open look for three. Swish. Welcome back here on WBGV, 92.5 FM. Some scores scored here. Both teams 38-17. 6 seconds to go here. Sandusky traded scores along with a free throw attempt by the Reese Rockets. Long shot for three at the buzzer. No good by Grace Keyboard from the left corner. As we lost connection there for a moment, we are in Vassar. It's the sometimes the pitfall of signals that can fall. But 38-20 is your score at the end of the third quarter. Apparently, we'll have to find out who got that three from the Reese Rockets when we come back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. 38-20 at the end of the third quarter. Our final frame coming up. Sandusky Wolves with a lead against the Reese Rockets in first game of our district semifinal. We'll be right back. Started the fourth period here, 38-20. Last three-point shot was by the Reese Rockets. They had a three-point shot. Sandusky traded a shot, if you missed us last time, 38-20 to start off this fourth quarter, but it ended a three. It was Delaney Potts with a three-point shot for the Reese Rockets. Really kind of crawl back here. They were down at 1 point, 10-0 and 25-7. Missed shot there by Sandusky. Rebound picked up by the Reese Rockets. The whistle was called as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Sandusky Wolves ball. Emma Miner to throw it in. 7:22 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Gotta make him shoot it.
Over for the long shot for two. Helena Long, left wing. And still in Sandusky favor as Grace Keyboard picked up the rebound. Swings over.
Pressure.
To Grace Keyboard. And a cross-court pass to Miner and back up top to Caroline Reinke. 38-20 is a score. No one scored here in the fourth yet. She started the fourth. Adelie Kaufman trying to go in from the right low block. Pitch in from Keyboard, but diving in to try to deflect it away.
It
was number 12, Kendra Rotajak. And I think Sandusky last touched it. So the ball goes in favor of Reese Rockets. 38-20. They made a surge here in the third quarter where they were down at the half, 25-7, scoring 13 points to Sandusky's 13 in the third quarter. 6.5 to go in the game. 38-20, Sandusky Wolves with the lead and driving to the high post. Pitch out to Delaney Potts, almost loses it, but picks it right back up the left corner. So go to left wing, to the high post, to the paint. Layup for two, right side, put back. Fires up this Reese Rocket crowd here. The putback by number 32, Mallory Stack, to get to 2 points. And she gets 2 points and tries to convert the three-point play. 38-22, the first point scored here in the fourth. And she converts a three-point play. Mallory Stack for the Reese Rockets. Full court pressure applied by the Reese Rockets. It's 38-23. Up by 15 is Sandusky. They have led throughout this whole game. Grace Keyboard from the right side up for two. Misses a shot, but she'll draw the foul. And she will go to the line for her two free throws. Number 32, Mallory Stack. Grace Keyboard on the free throw line for her first free throw up and good. First point scored by Sandusky, making it 39-23. 6 minute mark to go. Second free throw attempt up and good. 40-23 free throws by Grace Keyboard of Sandusky. Under six to go and counting. To the right lane. Knocked out of bounds from behind by Sandusky with the dribble. Down the right lane was the number 11, Jaden Van Ochten. Coming out of the game right now to take a breather, number 24, Brooklyn Spencer. Inbounds pass. Loses the ball, and Reese will turn it over underneath their own basket, and Sandusky will take it right back. 5:46 to go, 40-23. Sandusky Wolves leading the Reese Rockets. Inbounds from Miner to Caroline Reinke. Reinke back to Miner, to left side. Back up top to Reinke. Cross court to the left corner. Grace Keyboard over to Miner. Back up top. Miner cross court pass to the right corner to Helena Long. And back over to Reinke to the right wing. Cross court to the left corner. Into the middle of the paint, Adelie Kaufman. She's in the middle of the paint. She was going to pass over to Helena Long, who was going to dive into the right low block, and she is fouled, and Kaufman will go to the free throw line. With 5:19 to go in the game, it's 42-23. Inbounds pass, baseline into Kaufman from Reinke. Back to Reinke, but stolen away by number 12, Kendra Ratajak over to Van Ochten. Van Ochten holds up at the right elbow, was going to attack him. She'll pull up to Gwen Jark for three. Misses that one for the left wing. Rebound pulled down by Caroline Renke. Coming down to 5 minutes left in the game. It's 40-23. To the high post. Bounce pass over to Minard and back over to Helena Long to Renke. Back to Gibor from the right corner. 4:45 to go. Pitching in underneath the paint. The basket missed by Helena Long from Gibor, and Gibor will get the rebound. She'll fall down hard. Got knocked in the mouth from nose by back arm or elbow or something, but she'll get right back up. 4.5 to go in the game. It's 40-23. Sandusky Wolves leading Race Rockets. Bounce pass from Long to Kaufman over to Gibor to the right corner now from Renke. Back to Renke in the minor around the perimeter to the left corner. To Long to the left low block. Back to Gibor. Long shot for two inside the left wing. No good. Rebound. Pull down in a battle there by Mallory Stack, who takes it away. Van Ochten with the dribble now with 4 minutes to go. 40-23 is your score. Sandusky Wolves with a lead. Pass over to Delaney Potts to the high post. From the elbow and passes it off to Gwen Jork. Jork with a dribble. Gets a pick. She's stuck at the left elbow. It'll be a jump ball in favor of Sandusky Wolves. Coming in here is number 22, Lily Betts. In for number 11, Emma Minard. And the Reese Rockets, looks like a mass substitution coming in here. Number 23, Izzy Rodimer coming in. Number 23, number 42 as well. Delaney Destiny Leiprint, along with number 13, Peyton Will. Number 10 in the game as well, Emma Fisher for the Reese Rockets. And Sandusky Wolves, Lily Betts, a pass over to Caroline Renke. Number 33, Nadia Valle as well on the floor for the Reese Rockets. So a whole new lineup here for Reese Rockets. Trying to get some players some playing time as Sandusky seems to have control. And it looks like Al DeMont may do the same here as he calls a timeout. When they do that, they usually substitute as well. We'll be right back. After calling the timeout, Sandusky will also bring in some of their subs and bench players or players who work hard to earn their playing time. Number 2, Lily Betts in the game. Number 14 as well. And it's Rylan Anton. Isabel Schwartz for number 20 for Sandusky Wolves. Number 14, Rylan Anton, as I said, along with number 22, Lily Betts. And we have number, looks like she turns here, I can see. Looks like number 33 coming in for Sandusky as well. There's a sub on here, and that would be likely 32, actually. That would be Ruby Tripkowski for the Sandusky Wolves on the floor. So both teams have a full lineups here. It's 40-23, 2 minutes to go, and Leiprant knocks one in for a point. Underneath the basket, left side, Destiny Leiprant, a freshman for the Reese Rockets. 40-25 is your score. 1:55 to go and counting. Sandusky Wolves, a pass over to the right side, up for two, and the starting lineup was just shouting and cheering, and we're hoping number 14 could knock one in. Rylan Anton, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to get some points on the board here, as the starters are cheering loudly for their teammates on the floor here. 1:45 to go. First free throw is good. Rylan Anton makes her free throw for the Sandusky Wolves. It's 41-25. 1:45 to go. Second free throw good. 42-25. Your bench can shoot free throws. Got to be happy about that, as you never know when you might need these players just in case of injuries later down in this playoff season. Foul committed by Sandusky, number 30, with a dribble for the Reese Rockets in the game here. Ashton Frost in the game now for Reese, number 13 as well. Peyton Will for the Reese Rockets. Inbounds pass into the right low block, knocked out of bounds. by Anton. So that pass was attempted to go to number 23, Izzy Rodimer for Reese Rockets. 42-25, 1:32 to go in the game. Pitching it up top to number 30 up top for the Reese Rockets. Ashton Frost over to the right side, Peyton Will. 1:20 to go. Over to the right corner to Leiprant. Destiny, number 42 for the Reese Rockets from the right corner. Pass over to number 10, Emma Fisher. She'll go to the right wing. Loose ball and picked up by Sandusky. Lily Betts, 3-on-2 situation. She'll drive it to basket for two. Does not get it. Rebound by number 32. Bounce pass to the right side. Attempted by Lily Betts. Loose ball picked up by Leiprant. Leiprant loses the handle and picked up and saved by number 13. Peyton Well. Well, 50 seconds to go in the game. Oh, couldn't reach for that pass. Number 30, Ashton Frost, turns the ball over. It'll be Sandusky Wolves ball. Lily Betts to throw it in to number 20. With the dribble. Isabel Schuart. Down to 40 seconds to go in the game. It's 42-25. Sandusky Wolves with a lead and losing the ball. Pass out of reach of Ryland Anton. Sandusky will turn the ball over. Inbounds pass. Reese Rockets over to the right side. Over to the right corner. Loose ball off her leg as Sandusky Wolves last touching it, knocking it out of her hands. That was number 30, Ashton Frost. Inbounds pass, number 10. Throws it in, Emma Fisher into Leiprant to the high post for two. Hits the back of the rim, no good. But put back attempt by Reese Rockets again and taken away with a steal by Sandusky Wolves. Lily Betts driving to the basket. Right low block up for two, blocked by number 23 for Reese, Izzy Rodimer. Sandusky Wolves ball, Lily Betts to throw it in left side of the glass. With 14 seconds to go in the game. Inbounds pass over to number 14, and loose ball picked up, taken away by Reese. Loose ball again, Leiprant will have it at the left corner. A bit of a sloppy play here. Down to 5 seconds left to go, and it'll be 42-25, the final score here for the Sandusky Wolves to win this one. And move on to the district championship game against the winner of Brown City or Carroll. Coming up next here on WBGV 92.5. FM, 92.5 FM, or SaintLakeBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link for our live stream. 42-25, the final score. It is the Sandusky Wolves with a win, 42-25. We'll be right back here on WBGV, 92.5 FM, our post-game report, plus a pregame show coming up for our second game on the way. As soon as we wrap this, a commercial breaks and recaps on WBGV 92.5. 42-25, Sandusky Wolves over the Reese Rockets in the district semifinal, Division III, District 95 here at Vassar High School. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. The final score, Sandusky Wolves with a win over the Reese Rockets in the district semifinal, Division III, District 95 here at Vassar High School. 42-25, your final score. Sandusky started off the first quarter with a 10-0 lead before their first point score with a 3-throw in the second quarter at the 6:17 mark by the Reese Rockets. It was 15-1 at that point. Sandusky led by as much as 21-1 at the 2:51 mark. Trying to take some points onto the board here at the buzzer. Reese made a shot to make it 25-7 at the half. Good third quarter here for the Reese Rockets with 13 points to Sandusky's 13, but it was a 38-20 lead for Sandusky Wolves. And just 4 points scored in the fourth quarter. Just kind of keep control. 5 points for Reese Rockets in the fourth quarter. The final score, the Sandusky Wolves of the win, 42-25 over the Reese Rockets. We'll take a look at the scoring leaders here for the Reese Rockets. Leading scorer with 11 points. Number 11, Jaden Van Acten with 11 points. Second leading scorer, number 2, Delaney Potts with 5 points, 3 points as well for Mallory Stack, who came in late in the game here. 2 points also for Destiny Leiprant. She got that in the fourth quarter. Free throws, not too many free throws attempted here 3 of 8 free throw attempts for the Reese Rockets. Those are your stats for the Reese Rockets. When we come back, we'll have our stat report for the Sandusky Wolves, who win here 42-25 in the district semifinal. Again, Sandusky Wolves over the Reese Rockets 42-25. We'll be right back with the Sandusky Wolves stats. All right, welcome back here. Getting our commercial breaks in with our great fine sponsors to bring you this game again. Still in our post game, 42-25 for the Sandusky Wolves. Your leading scorers for the Sandusky Wolves. They really spread the ball out. But, hey, top shooter goes to Grace Gibord of 18 points. Again, another quiet 18 points. Shot some twos. Had a three-point shot in this game. But a lot of twos. Did a lot of rebounding as well. Stayed on the outside. Tried to attack the paint as well. She had a lot of help, though. Caroline Renke, everybody just sharing the ball. Caroline Renke attacking the boards with the rebounds, dishing it out, but she got 6 points and got rewarded with that. She is the second leading scorer. So Grace Gibord with 18 points. Caroline Renke with 6 points. 5 points with your third leading scorer with Helena Long. She did get a three in the third quarter. 4 points apiece as well for Lily Betts, and also 4 points for Maggie Kineff total. 3 points for Adelie Kaufman. She scored the first points of the game for Sandusky. And also 2 points for also Anton, Rylan Anton, for the Sandusky Wolves. That's what we got for point scorers here for the Sandusky Wolves, who get the win and move on to the district championship game against the winner of Brown City and the Carroll Tigers. That's coming up next here as our post-game report continues and wraps up right now as you get ready for a pregame show coming your way after another quick commercial break. Thank you to the sponsors again, and thank you for the listeners. Double header coverage here on 92.5 WBGB. Come your way, Brown City, up against the Carroll Tigers, who will move on to face off against the Sandusky Wolves in the district championship game here on Friday night, which we will be back here on Friday night. Tune in for that. Pregame will be at 6:30 p.m. But first, we got another game coming your way. Thank you for tuning in. Again, Sandusky Wolves winning 42-25 over the Reese Rockets. We'll be right back for the second game coverage. Brown City against the Carroll Tigers.